Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Okay, folks, welcome to the conversation. Welcome back to Delilah. Today we're going to talk about love and relationships. Just kidding. Yeah, you thought you were going to tune in? Oh, I'd be praying I was deaf if I had to listen to that. I hate when, like, when you're in a car and you're trying to figure out, What, you can't find the radio station? This is, like, back in the day, you know, like, before they had, like, all this, like, digital radio and stuff where you can just, you know, and you're, like, and you turn on the dial and, like, you can't find anything, and it's either bad music or it's, like, hello, and welcome back to Delilah.
And you walk down the road, and you kind of get it.
Yes, right. And it's, like, welcome, I don't want to hear Delilah. Well, it's either that or some, I don't know if it's, like, a Jackson 5, like, remake group or something. Now you sit there. Okay, Alexa, turn on my stereo in my car, and please play the Bangles. And they can play anything like that. You know, kids don't understand what it's like to the old days when you didn't just have, like, a snap of your finger stuff. You know, but, hey, that's, you know, I mean, there are states now. Harvard has come out with a study that says, like, we should be social distancing till 2022. There are mayors and, like, governors that say we're going to social distance and we're going to have stuff on some sort of lockdown until there's no more coronavirus, like, cases or anything. Yeah. I want to see people that, okay, you're not deemed essential. So you're probably going to have 2 years where you're not going to have income. You're not going to be able to work. Good luck. Have fun with that. Now, if they live in an area and they're not afraid of the virus and they want to go pick fruit or vegetables, start with strawberries, whip them damn bananas. You can do that. Bananas aren't grown in U.S., but, you know, start with strawberries and blueberries, whatever. They're dying for people to pick fruit. Now, if there were some commercial places around here, I'd pick fruit in a heartbeat. Make some extra money. But I do work enough. I wish I worked more, but it's like, it's kind of nice just to have a little bit of a breather, but still, I'm going to be working a lot because that's what I'm used to. So, you know, you got Andrew Cuomo, the homo, who's coming out in like a 2 week span, 2.5, 3 week span. I am the Dark Knight. I have to choose 400 ventilators. Who gets them? Who doesn't? Now he's giving them away. That is by the chair on the other side.
Thank you.
Huh? Yeah, Nancy Pelosi shows James Corden on his late, 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 late show, or the late, 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 late show, whatever it is, how many tons of ice cream. I mean, most people are wondering where their bills are going to come from, and she's got like a whole freezer full of ice cream. Must be nice. I mean, that doesn't seem like essential. I thought it'd be full of vodka. Myself, the freezer, I mean, the way she drinks. Trump today honored the truckers. And when people are waving and honking and supporting their truckers now, do that in 2 years. I want to see people showing support for their truckers in 2 years. Next time, in 2 years from now, if you're at a rest stop and someone's there, buy their meal for them. Help them out. I got so much more to get into. Maxine Waters, Lord help you. I mean, the stuff they say, I can't make it up. I can't make that stuff up. So thank you for so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, Galatians 5:1. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up in slavery to the law. Yeah, I'm not a prideful guy, but, you know, I helped out some good people of mine that I know and did some stuff and helped. You know, I'm not going to say what I did because I'm not bragging on myself because God gets the glory. You know, that's what people need to realize in this country. If you see a serviceman and you're like, man, okay, I'm going to buy his meal. I'm going to help this, but I'm going to do this. That's not you. That's not me. That's God saying, yo, it's a cop. Look at what he does for you. Look at what he sacrifices. Help him out. You can't leave. You can't leave the house. So, pardon me. You bring things to them. You do stuff. You help people. That's God knocking on the door. Saying, wake up, do something, be there, help out. And that's what we need to do. We need to come together. This world would be so much better if people came together. You know, but you have like Harvard now coming out. Well, we should be social distancing. We should probably have some form of like lockdown until 2022. Yeah. 2022, you're going to have no baseball, no basketball, no football, no nothing. Restaurants, you're not going to probably have dining rooms open. How long do you think places are going to survive? You can't really go to a park. Social distance at Disneyland or Disney World. I went to the one in Florida, whichever that is, and I was like so young, I don't really remember it at all. Like a little kid, and I'd love to kind of go back, but social distance, there, you can't. You can't be 6 feet away from people on a ride, walking around. Okay, folks, yeah, you want to buy that Mickey hat off of that person? Yeah, she's gonna sit there and attach it to some grabber claws, and then you're gonna get the hat from the grabber claws after she's sent the grabber claws to take your money? Yeah, that too, no church. Yeah, but I mean, that's no synagogue, no nothing. I mean, they're arresting Jews for praying. I mean, I'm one of those people that if I want to go to church, I'm going to go to church. If I want to go to the synagogue, I should be able to go. Well, you could have it and affect all those people. You know, like Tucker Carlson says, that goes against the Bill of Rights. Take away the virus, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all these things that we have guaranteed to us. Show me where it says you have the right to bear arms, except you have the right to freedom of speech, except it doesn't, because you have the right to peaceful assembly, period. Because if you say, what about this virus? Then you're going to say, okay, well, we have the free, then what about freedom of speech? When do you draw the line? Well, there's freedom of speech except for, and then you start nipping away at the freedom. If you want to stay at home and quarantine, you should have that right. If you want to work, you should have that right. Okay, we're going to open up a restaurant. If you wanna come, go ahead. I've always believed this with tobacco. They should have the right to advertise. And if, you know, hey, this stuff's deadly, this stuff's dangerous. If you want to partake, you have that right. If you don't, okay. Yeah, you can smoke all you want. Just know this is very deadly, very dangerous. It kills 50% of the users and non-users. That's your choice. If you want to do it, there you go. If you know all about COVID-19 and you want to go out there and risk getting it, then go right ahead. If you want to use an indoor dining facility and eat indoors, then you have that right. And someone will say, well, Kyle, I don't understand, because you could get people infected. Well, then the people going out are understanding the risk of possibly getting this issue too. You can't say, well, because we opened up the dining room, you know, you have the, you take the risk if you want to go out. You know, if you want to do whatever you're going to do, you have that right. If you want to have, like, delivery services where, okay, yeah, we can still do it, or we just leave it at your door, or contactless delivery, whatever, go ahead. You know, I have a friend that does a balloon business, and she does all kinds of, like, proms. I mean, she's losing tons, because she does decorations for proms and arches and all kinds of stuff, and if she wants to do, like, okay, you place an order with me, and I can... we can do some way a contactless pickup or something, then she should have the right to do that. If I want to get my hair cut, I should be able to get my hair cut. It should be a two-way street. If the people that, if the person that's going to cut my hair doesn't want to be out for the risk, okay. But there's probably some hairdressers, like, I would be cutting hair right now, but they won't allow it. It's not deemed essential. I'm not saying that because the government says and the CDC says and the WHO says we should all be locked in our homes. A lot of people don't agree. And there might be people that, hey, I cut hair. Yeah, I'll do 1,000 people in one day because no one else is willing to go out and cut hair. You know, I have to, there was a viral video that went viral about that, this trucker that, like, we ain't got, this is what we got to use for a bathroom, this is what we got to use here, you know, and all this stuff, and it's like, you know, everyone, it's great that Trump is doing stuff to support the truckers now, but support them all the time, not just now. You know, anyone can wait till Memorial Day or Veterans Day to mourn or honor vets. Do it every day. Thank a vet anytime you see him. Thank a trucker anytime you see him. Because anyone can sit there and, well, guess what? I tell you what. Thank a trucker. Now I feel like you feel like obligated. Well, this is the newest hashtag. Support truckers, hashtag. When you thought about, I understand, because my dad's driven truck before. My dad works for a truck company. He knows. He's lived that life. He's come home after working all day, and okay, I got to deliver a dump body here. I'll go with you. Well, heck, you're going with me. We'll take two of them. We're going to bring one back, but we just go tandem. Okay. Whatever the case may be, that's what we do. Normally you want three because of stuff I'm not getting into, but hey. But if you can get two up there, let's do it. Well, I got to take this flatbed to Ohio. You know, drive 5 hours in Ohio. We need to come together for truckers all the time. Not just now because, you know, I just see how the government's seen how easy it is to manipulate people. I mean, but then, I mean, I lost all faith in government. I never had faith in the government to begin with, so hey. You know, but you have Andrew Cuomo. I'm playing the Grim Reaper. Now he's giving them away. He went from, I only have 400 ventilators. Where are they, Trump? We need them right now, like today. to now he's, oh, we're stockpiling them to this, to we're giving them away. We're not, how much could you have really needed those ventilators if now you're giving them away? I don't get it. I love this one because this is awesome. This is in Arlington Heights, Illinois. A homeowner, the video has been released from April 4th. A homeowner pummels one suspect and shoots and kills the other one trying to break in. That'd be kind of a time where I wouldn't really want to be trying to break into anyone's house because you never know who's home and who's not. You know, I've always said this before. If I'm pulling out my gun, it's with the intent to kill somebody, which I hope I never, ever, 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 ever have to do that. Of course, he said that pulling out a gun is the intent to kill. Well, yeah, you need to think like that because a gun is not a toy. If I'm pulling out a gun, I'm not pulling out a gun, okay, and get down, I've called the police. Wrong. Okay, I'm fearing for my life if I'm pulling out my gun. Because if I can do anything to stop the situation without having to use my gun, great. The thing. I mean, you look at this country and we have people that are prepared. You're going to come into my house, I'm taking you out. You know, you're gonna don't do this. And that's where this country's going. We got smart people that, you know, that are stepping up. They're like, okay, hey, watch the video. And think, do you want to try to rob somebody? Because you never know who's going to be behind there. I remember watching all these videos, like how to hide money, and they cut like markers, and they put like, they take all the ink stuff out, and they put like the money in there and glue it back out and stuff. And this guy goes, I'm just going to rob a bunch of pens and pencils from someone and see what I get. And I'm like, I would do that. My wife would say, you haven't used those pens in 30 years and throw them away. I'm like, I had like, that was our life savings in there. I took all the cash and I rolled it up. I took it out 4 days ago to the trash. The trash is taken. I'm at the landfill trying to find the pens because there's all the money in there. Because me, I'd forget to tell my wife that I put money in the, you know, that's why I wouldn't do that. I know people that just go to like Goodwill and buy all the paintings there, and then they just look in the back of the paintings to see if there's money. But as most of us are hard at work, you know, wondering, trying to, what can I mean, this says it all, because while a lot of people are looking for like survival meals, what can they get, you know, survivor food, this and that, Nancy Pelosi is hard at work as she shows James Corden from the Late, 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 Late Show. The Late Show of the Late Show of the Late Show. Which I didn't know they had a Late, Late, Late Show or whatever. The Late, Late, whatever. I don't know. I don't watch it anymore. I don't want to watch politics. I don't want to watch liberal politics. Her extensive stock of ice cream, you know, while most of you are like, okay, well, this stimulus check is hopefully going to pay for my bills. There's a picture of her. She's quarantined. Holy crap. I don't even look that good. My wife doesn't even get that doll up to just sit around the house, and she's got like makeup on and probably a $40,000 sweater and a $20,000 shirt. She has chairs sitting at her table that are probably worth more than I've made my entire life. You know, my wife and I don't get even dolled up that much. And she's just quarantining, sitting around the house. Oh, she probably had people came over and did her hair and makeup and everything. She's probably gotten haircut. I mean, we can't get a haircut, but she's probably having people over cutting her hair, getting manicures, you know, getting pedicures, Meanwhile, Michelle Obama has a beard. That last one was a joke, folks. Yeah, it's what we used to tell before everyone would get offended about everything. Yeah, that's what happens in this world, you know. Now everyone, I swear, that's like it's a contest. Let's see how easily offended I can be. You know, I mean, check your bank, because I'm sure you got your money by now. You know. And we're grateful for that. Thank you. I want to work to earn my money. Thank you very much. I don't want to be given it, but, you know, I'm grateful. I know I'm paying for it back in my taxes. You know, you can tell the people that are struggling. They're like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get essentials I need. I need some underwear. I need bare essentials. And that's what we're doing, you know, thinking about things. You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, I got a check. Oh, yeah, I'm getting 10 flat-screen TVs. Yeah, so you must not be working. You're that Bernie Sanders supporter that's sitting at home. What's funny is I've had people tell me that they make too much so they can't get a check, but I know people that are getting checks that, let me tell you, how are you getting a check? With the money you have? I don't know how. You know, I'm not getting into any names. I know people that, yeah, I would take your net worth. And you're getting a check. I could retire and live like a king on your net worth. But you're getting a check? I wonder if Nancy Pelosi got it. I mean, to her, that's like peanuts. Or cashews, depending, but, you know. Nancy Pelosi is probably going to give herself a $25,000 check. Yes, I'm an essential. I'm deemed essential. Because we got to impeach Trump. I mean, you got Maxine Waters saying that people could think that the stimulus check is bogus after seeing Trump's name. I remember that when Bush, I don't know what they deemed, because this is one of the first or very few times you ever have the president's name on a check, but it was signed by Bush when the government gave us checks. See, I don't want to have an elitist class. I don't want to have a class of politicians that do one thing while we do something. I mean, that's the thing. I hope this virus people up to see what politicians do compared to you and I. This is what a politician does. Oh, yeah, she has people come over, get a haircut, and then, you know, oh, you can't do that. You got a social distance. Okay, I want to see, yeah, show me the extension wands for the 6-foot distance clippers so you can sit there and I highly doubt she was 6 feet away to cut her hair. And where's my favorite, Chris Cuomo? Where is the guy? I love Chris Cuomo. He is amazing. You can't say You can't say bleep because I have the, see, I tested positive for the virus. I have it. You don't. So you can't say nothing. You think you know what it's like. I have the virus. Where's the guy that I don't think does, but acts like he does? Acts like he's a badge of honor. Like, you can't say nothing, Trump, because I have the virus. You don't. How do you know? Ted Cruz supposedly got tested with no symptoms or anything, tested positive, and guess what? He's never really had any issue, no fever, no nothing. How do you know? Trump could have had it and just didn't know. You'll never guess what ABC's host Sonny Hoyston called Michigan's reopening American protest. The protest was racist. Hoyston, Michigan's reopening America protest was racist. How in the heck? So if I'm in Indiana and I'm standing there with black people, Asian people, Native Americans, Mexicans, and we're like, let's open up America, let's open up our country. How is that, that state, how is that racist? I don't understand. I want someone to explain it to me. How is it racist? Oh, probably because you have people with Trump flags in the lockdown, and if you look at them, it looks like people that you would see in like a KKK type rally. Because, see, that's the problem. See, I'm tired of the two or three companies that run 90% of the media, because they cut and paste and edit to get you. They're not going to show the black people interviewed. They're not going to show the Asian people interviewed. They're not going to show the other portion. They're just going to show what they want you to see. And I hate when people post crap like this. See, Trump's racist. See this? And they say, well, you want me to show you the video of the black person that was interviewed and the Asians? They had 100+ thousand people there. Let me tell you, Michigan is not a 100% white state. They have lots of multiple cultures, lots of Mexicans, lots of blacks, lots of you name it. Asians. Oh, but that protest is racist. But that's how it is. That's how it is. It's racist. It's racist because, you know, they cut and paste and try to get who they want in this. You know, when you leave the hospital, if you want to get a baby crib or if you want to get some, okay, now that we know what kind of baby we got, now let's get a safety chair that's going to fit the baby to take it home in. Oh, you can't do that. It's not deemed essential. Oh. So, am I going to get arrested if I take my baby home without a car seat? Because now that we finally had the baby and we know what side, we know what, well, this is the car seat we're getting. I can't get one now, so, you have to have your kid in a car seat. Well, do you know I can't buy one right now? Because I was going to, but I can't because it's not deemed, you know. I've had people in Indiana that, like, you can't get a driver's license without a social security card. You can't get a social security card without a driver's license. How do I get one without the other? I mean, if I don't have either, how? I'm trying to get a driver's license. You got a social security card? No. They told me I need a driver's license to get my social security card. You told me I don't have either. And then, okay, let me get my boss and see what we can figure out, how to prove who you are. I'm sorry, sir, but you need a social security card. Well, yeah, the social security told me after talking to 20 people that they're sorry that I need a driver's license. How do I get a driver's license or a social security card if I don't have either and I'm told by each different one that I need that other one to get it? I'm just throwing that one out there because this whole world's racist. That's why Bernie Sanders needs to get a black woman to be a CP. That way they can play the race card and the sexist card, you know, like Maxine Waters. Oh, you don't like Biden because he picked a black woman and you don't like blacks or women. I see how it is. See, if Biden had picked a guy for a mate, if Biden picked, since I'm racist, if Biden picked a KKK member, why would I support Biden? I wouldn't support him, period. I don't like him now. Don't like him. Like I've said before, and I say this all the time. I said this under Obama. Oh, well, remember, we had to deal with 8 years of Bush. You'll get over 8 years of Obama. And I'm like, I told this girl, I said, well, no, actually, I had to deal with 4 years of the first Bush, 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of a second Bush, and then Obama for 8 years. So that's 8, 12, 16, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 years I've had to put up with politics as usual, the same crap. They get wealthier, my dollar goes in the toilet and gets more devalued. Inflation goes up, yeah, they get richer and I don't. I have to watch people with $100 million suits talk about the elitist rich people. And now they have to keep changing what they call them and stuff because now those people that they complain about, the evil rich people, now they are wealthy and rich beyond most avarists. And now they're like, crap, we can't say what we used to say because now we're wealthy. So, okay, yeah, trillionaires. Yeah, they're evil. They're dangerous. Let me see here. What do I got? I got about 27 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bernie Jones from Georgia. What's going on? A lifelong member of the House of Representatives in Georgia and a lifelong Democrat is finally standing up and saying, hey, I back Trump. I back Trump. How can you not back Trump as a black person? Before this COVID-19 corona, China virus crap, blacks had the lowest unemployment rate they've ever had. Women have had lowest unemployment rates. Mexicans were at low unemployment rates. But, you know, he supported historically black colleges. He's talking about the inner cities and doing stuff and making change. Broken homes? Yes, we can. Man, there ain't no white Tea Party person within 50 miles. They won't go near this place. This is run by Democrats year after year after year and has for 50 plus years. You can't blame our problems on Republicans, on white people, on Tea Party. You can't. I love that video where it has all these black people from Chicago when Obama's president and he ain't doing nothing. He ain't addressing the black community. He don't care. Your communities would have been fixed up if they would have gotten the Olympics because then, hey, now that this property I have is going to get fixed up, it's going to be worth something. But it's nice to see people like a Bernie Jones stand up and say, hey, guess what? He's the man. He's doing the right things. It's time to start backing the man who's doing the right thing, not the liberal thing. It is racist. I mean, I used to get like the Globe and the National Enquirer, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Someone is believing that? And then when I turn on to the Epoch Times and to like Breitbart and all these things, and they have like this person supports this. It's racist because it can't be. So you're telling me that all the Democrats that are out there protesting to all the black people. See, but they only cut and paste. They only want their viewers to see what they want them to see. Yeah, all these people. I can't believe Trump stopped funding to the United Nations, and well, he should. But to the WHO, the World Health Organization. I'm surprised it took a president that long to say screw that crap. Now, I hope that the funding is permanent and we're done with that joke. Because it's just like our CDC and like the AARP. AARP used to be a good thing. Now it's a left arm of the Liberal Party. Why do you think you with the World Health Organization, you think you see, they don't have your best interest. They're pushing the liberal agenda. Well, we think at the CDC that I'm saying about, you know, 2055 is when I think we can finally start not social distancing and possibly get back to some sense of sensibility. Let me tell you, if by August we still have to be lockdown, there's going to be World War III. The people are going to revolt and take back this country, I guarantee you. Because I have friends that, like, not putting down the virus for my friends. They're like, you know, well, I mean, but technically, if you have to wait, like some of these governors, that we have to, we should not even do anything. We should kind of be on lockdown and social distance till there's no more cases. Yeah, good luck. Good luck, because most stores are going to close and they're never going to reopen ever again, because it's going to be 2 years before they even consider having to reopen. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. The Democrats will fix everything. The Democrats will give you another stimulus check. Don't ask where the stimulus check comes from. Don't ask where the money comes from. Just blindly take the check like the mouse does getting the cheese from the mousetrap. That's what they want. They want you to be smart enough to be able to go out and vote for them, but stupid enough to not realize that you need a case of Vaseline every month because you're, you know what, in the, you know where, because you're getting screwed. They want someone smart enough to go, guess what, folks? Huh. Can you believe it? Believe what? That's why when you actually take people, let me see how much you, that's why when you take people and you say, this is how much, when you were complaining about the gas price under Herbert Walker Bush, this is how much you're paying for gas. Here's how much the gas price is under Obama. It's higher. So why aren't you going ballistic? Why aren't you marching? Why aren't you complaining about the oil price and the gas price? Because it proves my point that most people out there don't know any better. They don't. They don't know. Because when the gas price is higher under Obama, why weren't people on the left arguing about the gas price or complaining about it? How come the national debt is an issue when Trump is president, but when Obama is president, oh, you could have 10 times that much debt and it wouldn't matter. It's only a matter of time with stimulus in before me. Well, why don't you just give us like $1,200? Why don't you give us like $40,000 each? Why don't we each have $1,000,000? And then people are going to say, well, if you can just, let me just magically put money in my account, and why not add like 5 more zeros onto it so we can all cash in? I mean, there is truth to that. Because it's only a matter of time. Well, heck, if this is my third stimulus and this corona thing, I think it's bull crap. You're only going to give me $1,200. I want like $15,000. You know, it's sort of like that ex-Burger King CEO that said, well, why are these people honking for $15? Why not ask for $50 or $60? Why not cash in? They may not get it. I mean, that's why when you have like, that's why I hate when they have billboard signs. Great job, great career, $12 to $14 an hour. I know people that do like factory work, and you're gonna pay a entry level 16-year-old kid $15. I think in a time like this, Burger King should say, okay, hey, they're doing what they can, you know. If you want to give them a raise, they should be worth $15 an hour at a time like this. Maybe you give them a bonus for a while. It's nice to see people like Bernie Jones waking up saying, "I support Trump. I'm tired of being a." How do you say that? Oh yeah, like a lap dog. I'm tired of being a sheep. So I kind of feel like when you look at it from this standpoint, they're like piranha because they have like those baby ones or whatever. Like there's a, some sort of fish that if you go like Florida, you stick your feet in like this tank, and like they and it's supposed to be like a spa treatment. They eat all the dead skin and all that stuff off you, and it's supposed to feel good and all this stuff. And I'm like, it's kind of like that. But they just nibble at you. And that's what the Democrats do. They nibble at you, nibble at you, nibble at you. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, I thought they cared for me. I don't care about you. They don't care about you. They don't care. You know, but then when I get people that can't argue me, they say, well, like you trusted, like the Republicans are any better. I said, who said they were? Like, what? Huh? What? Wow, when he said he really didn't care for Bush either, I don't know if I kind of have to believe him. Maybe he's right. I mean, but you do. You have people like that that sit there and go through that and be like, okay, wait a minute here. No, we need to come together as a nation and wake up and say, okay, the First Amendment says freedom of speech. Where is there a comma and a but? Except for, well, you had the right to peaceful gather. I get that, but I mean, come on, there's a virus. Well, make that virus whatever you want to make it and put that in place. Okay, the First Amendment. Because then you can say, well, you had the right to freedom of speech, but I mean, there has to be some limitation. You know, I mean, you gotta. Okay? No. It's freedom of speech or there's not. It's either you have the right to bear arms or you don't. There is no, except for in this situation, if you're a law-abiding citizen, how am I a threat to anyone with my gun if I walk into a bank? I'm not trying to rob the place. I'm not going to pull it out. If I'm going to do that, you know, I'm talking a law-abiding citizen. I'm not talking about anyone else. I'm not talking like, you know, a criminal's going to get his hands on a gun no matter what he does. You know, the gun I have, you drop it, it won't go off. It's made so it can't do that. But I don't have one in the chamber. I have it all in the clip. Because when I pull out, click, click, and the time it takes me to go click, click, I've had one go into the chamber and go out. And I pray that I'm only downwind of the target. Look at that splash I made in the water. Wow, I missed the target, but wow. Okay, I gotta adjust my sight. Let me get this micro screwdriver. And, yeah, like, because I tried to get one. Yeah, you gotta spend all kind of money. Like, why can't they make, like, stuff that you can fix with regular things? Yeah, this is a specialized tool. Good luck trying to find a specialized tool to fix the sight on your gun because you have to get one. You have to pay whatever they want because there's nothing even close because it's like so tiny. I mean, you have to have like 1,000-time magnification to cut the thing, you know. But, you know, it's just like, because I'm that guy that, how can I make something of my own? Like, I'll give you an example. When I was at Hobby Lobby, I got these wooden plaques, like two, and it was like a plaque, and you could like lacquer and do all kinds of stuff with it. And I glued them together, and they had these butterflies, and they don't make them anymore. I'm pissed, but I got enough, and I got like one set. When you glue them together, the butterflies go like this, and it's a perfect neck rest for the guitar. And when you want like $50 for a neck rest, when you can make one for like $5, I didn't stain it or anything. It's just for the making to make a neck rest. And I got some felt to put on top, so it doesn't scratch it. And there you go. But like when it came to the like trying to find a little screw like anywhere for like the gun, for like the sight, nope. No one even comes close to making it that small. It's like, well, that's specially made. That's made specially for that. Like, but that's how it is, you know? I mean, I mean, with this virus going around, pardon me, New York was on the verge of possibly legalizing, and that's gone out the wayside. And people ask me, like, do you think that the legalization movement of cannabis is going to be at the wayside? And I just can't wait to see if, like, ever, if CBD ever gets down in price, because now that they've got legalization of hemp to where you can grow it on a mass scale to make CBD products, and I hope we can start possibly getting some textile mills and get some hemp jeans made, some hemp jeans made, you know, in America. So it's just one of those things. You do. But it's what we do, you know? I mean, so who knows? That's the way the world works. Did you see the thing about from Rachel? Yeah, got Bible study after this, so. It's just one of those things that as we wake up, America is waking up, and I hope to be able to get, like, U.S.-made hemp jeans or, you know, textiles.
There's no capital.
We're not doing that? Zoom.
What are we doing?
It's just via the Facebook. If you saw the thing that Rachel just sent just now.
Oh.
Yeah, they've
so
had conferences.
So how is that going to be? How is
that I don't know. We'll have to figure it out when we get there.
Maybe they'll do it and just watch.
Possibly.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
Sorry to bother.
Oh, you're fine. Sorry, folks, for a little interruption, but we're trying to figure out what's going on and stuff. Because that right after this at 7, we start Bible study, so we're going to be doing that. But, yeah, because she sent a thing. It's good, though, man. It's just, I see positives. I see people waking up. I see people on both sides saying, hey, this is not right. If I'm going to buy seeds, I should be able to buy seeds.
That's the thing about the movement in Michigan.
Is it's everybody.
It was a lot of Trump supporters, but it was a lot of Democrats who are just saying, do you know she doesn't even have a 10% approval
rating?
It's lower than 10%. She's just not getting. That's what I don't like. What I'm concerned about, not with keeping us safe. I can understand that. You know, we've never done this before. Don't think it's needed to do all the shutdown. But when you give a politician power.
Yeah.
What does it take to take it away?
Yeah. Well, look at all these people that, like, well, why did they only give us $1,200? If this number magically appears in my bank account, why can't they just increase that tenfold? But yeah, I mean, you sit there and it's nice to see people wake up and say, hey, no, we're not gonna take it anymore. On both sides, and it's good. I mean, you look at, as I get into the Premier League news, you know, I mean, like, is there going to be a transfer window? When's the transfer window? What's going to be, I mean, if you're going to ask players to take a pay cut to help the club, how can someone come in? Yep, I'm going to get $100 million. You can say, this is what we intend on paying you eventually, but right now, since everyone's taking a pay cut, this is what you're going to have to do, because I'm sure at your club, Dartmouth, you're getting a pay cut. I don't know how Dartmouth can demand $100 million for a player when everyone's taking pay cuts. I mean, when is the transfer window going to happen? I mean, there are people here that say we need the social distance for a very, very, very long time. So that means for like 5 years we're going to have like sports if they play it? Well, how do you – that's going to be fun to watch basketball when the player's social distancing.
Yeah.
Man, you can't block me, man. You got to be 6 feet away, fool. Ref. Foul on number 24. You weren't 6 feet. Dude, if I'm 6 feet away from the guy, he's going to make the shot every time. How in the heck can I try to block him when he's 6 feet away? You got a social distance. You're going to get a yellow card if you're within 6 feet of another football player with the ball. I'm allowed to go in and tackle the guy. And hopefully I got to the ball before he did, so I don't get carded. Don't get a red card, a yellow card. And I better not go in too hard with my cleats, because, Lord. And now it's going to be like, you got to be 6 feet away from the person. Imagine social distancing when they do a corner. Oh, Lord. But seriously, some of these, at least in the state recommendations, heck, they don't want sports for like 3 years. Because then you're going to say, well, if they can play on the court and not social distance, I mean, cops have to arrest you. They can't. I'm going to see a cop practice social distancing while arresting someone. That's why I want to see that one. Can I see that one? I want to see that. Okay. Yeah. I want to see that one. I want to see you put handcuffs on someone from 6 feet away. Or see you with one of those like chemistry suits, you know, that they have like where it goes completely all over and like a biohazard suit and try to run. But it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, we're looking at Grealish. We're looking at Sancho. I think if we get – there's so many things that it's so weird because you can't really talk about a lot because, okay, who can talk about it? We don't even know because from what I'm understanding, a lot of these players will come to United for Champions League football. There's no guarantee of that. There's no one playing right now. Who knows if they're going to try to get the season finished under closed doors with just teams and just the bare necessities to get by. Okay, I see that. I got you. But then let's go forward that. Are they going to try to start the next season on time? Are they going to play like behind closed doors until one person on a football team gets it and then they're like, okay, I mean, what if like a Paul Pogba, what if one of your best players ends up kind of testing positive and, okay, the league says, okay, he can't play now. He's done. Who knows? It's going to be very interesting. I mean, heck, you don't even have how they're trying to keep people from going to church in this country. But then you look at it like Nancy Pelosi, she probably doesn't go anyway. She probably just goes to make face, you know. You know, it's kind of, I kind of like this shutdown just for one kind of reason. Because now, when St. Thomas Aquinas are doing the novena, you can do it online. If you want to pray the rosary, you can do it online. If you want to have Bible study, you can do it online. You know, it's nice to be in person, trust me. But if you can't get out, you can still have, if everyone comes for services, you can still do it like we do it online. If someone can't get out, you can still do the rosary online. You can still do things. You can still have, you can have Saturday services at the synagogue online for the people that can't get there. You know that, okay, he has to have help to put his yarmulke on.
The point is, it taken our rights away.
It is. Plain and simple. And there's plans like, okay, it's going to be 2 years before you should be able to do anything.
I don't think that's the plan.
Oh, no, trust me.
I think he got till May. I think Trump is going to be fed up. But he's already getting fed up.
Yeah.
He's already,
Yeah. He understood it in the beginning, but now he's starting, because what he's doing is he's seeing Andrew Cuomo saying, I am the Grim Reaper. As soon as we leave here, I got to tell 2,000 people who lives and who dies because I got 400 ventilators. Thanks, Trump. And then 2 days later, oh, we're stockpiling them. Yeah, we got like 10,000. We're just waiting in case we really need them.
Right.
He's seeing through all the bullcrap that there's people dying from this, but the flu is worse. You know, and that's a big issue. Got about 2 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. But, like, oh, because I'm still going to be on Blog Talk.
Oh.
So, yeah. Well, I did it the first time we did it because no one got on until, like, 5 minutes later. But, yeah. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, I do have some, I've done some pictures for, like, a potential logo.
I want it to be, I don't like that yellow color.
But the problem you have is when I'm doing it with the clip art, like if you do the white like I had before, if you do the background color, any color, the whole square where the clip art is that has the thing in it, you'll have that all white. That's why I did the yellow, because I found a microphone that actually had a different color in that background. So then I could at least do the background. It's hard to find just a clip art where it's the microphone only and there's no box there or circle that when you clip it, that goes with it. And that's the big pain in the butt. I'm still going to look, but I kind of like it.
If anyone has any ideas for a logo, please PM us.
Plus, that reminds me of one of my brother's favorite bands, Striper, the Yellow and Black Attack, which he said, Michael Sweet, in
different
an interview.
Yellow.
Huh?
Different yellow.
Well, same, yellow and black, you know, but he said something in an interview that the yellow and black was something biblical. That's why they used the color. So I forget what it was, but anyways, I'm going to look it up and see if I can tell you that next time. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless you. Goodbye. Because that's what